Arizona's three public universities are making plans for what this fall semester will look like and how many students will return to campus. University of Arizona President Dr. Robert Robbins has emphasized the importance of coronavirus testing to make the situation more tenable. The state's largest private university, Grand Canyon University, has also put groups together to study and discuss what its next steps would be. That has included whether the university's popular basketball and soccer games can include fans. Brian Mueller is president of GCU and is with me to talk about what it all looks like right now. Brian, first of all, what's your planning been like?
To kind of test things, we have a parent council. And so I last week had a parent council Zoom meeting. And I had parents from Massachusetts and Indiana, Washington, California, Colorado, really from all over the country. I wanted to know what their thoughts were about their sons and daughters coming to campus this fall, how they felt about that. And it was unanimous. They all wanted their sons and daughters at Grand Canyon University and on campus this fall. One of the things that's overwhelming is the students and their parents' desire for them to be on campus this fall. So given that, we're obviously working very hard. We have 11 working groups that we have divided into, and we're trying to cover every single aspect of what we do on campus. And we're meeting three times a week. We have health experts, virus experts. We want to have as much of our vibrant campus activity in the classroom and outside the classroom that we're known for as we can, but we know we're going to have to do some significant modifications. And so we have a set of guiding principles, and each one of those work groups is referring back to those guiding principles as they think about how we need to organize our classrooms with our faculty, what we're going to do with our restaurants, with our residence halls, with our gyms, pools, outdoor fitness areas. We intend to open up in the fall in some kind of modified fashion, given the guiding principles that we have in place.
GCU got some money from the CARES Act stimulus funds. Can you give me an idea of whether your challenges at GCU are any different than it would be for a traditional public university, for example?
No, I'm not sure. I did have a long conversation with the president of U of A just last week, because him and I have become friends, and his vast medical background obviously is tremendously respected by me and our campus. And so he was very helpful in some of the stuff that he shared with us. So I'm not as familiar, though, with maybe some challenges they have that we don't. We're a little unusual because we have what we call this hybrid campus, in that we've got this year about 24,000 students, what we call traditional students on our campus, 18, 19, 20 years old. 14,000 of that 24,000 will be living in residence halls on our campus, and the other 10,000 commuting. We also have a little over 80,000 working adult students who are attending online. The way the policy was written, they sent money to universities based upon their campus enrollment and not online enrollment. So we actually got $11.1 million in what they called the first tranche, and they wanted that money to be returned to the students, which we did. And then there's another $11.1 million coming that the university has discretion with. We can use it to cover some of the expenses we incurred because of the shutdown, but our decision was to return it to students.
Are you planning contingencies for, let's say, some students who were going to be in the dorms? They're not now, but maybe they will be by the spring semester as we see how things change?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a very good point. We are going to make this very much an individual decision. And what we're telling students that are the traditional students that would be on campus is that if for any reason they have a discomfort level with being on campus this fall semester, that they will be enrolled in their class online. More than 90% of the classes that those students would be scheduled for, they will be able to take those exact classes in an online format. Those maybe 10% or so where it's just not possible, we would substitute a class they need, but that can be delivered online because the one one of them that, for example, they were scheduled for just can't be taken online. Some nursing classes and some engineering classes, for example. And so we're telling families to do what's best for their family and their student. And if they have pre-existing conditions or some kind of health factors that would make them more vulnerable, that we completely support them staying home. We will keep their room reserved. So if things change and they feel better in the spring, they could just move into their room at that time.
You've had a very popular basketball program, very popular soccer programs as well. Can they start the season, but will they have to start without fans? How are you planning around that?
Well, the NCAA has been really responsive, and I think, doing a very good job. They're recommending a three-phase approach, which we are going to follow. It'll be interesting from the standpoint of travel and fans. You know, travel is very much a worry, and so we're trying to do a lot of planning around that. We're hoping that by the time we get to September, that outdoor activities like soccer, we would have some level of fan participation. As we sit right now, we're not selling season tickets. Our season ticket holders are very anxious to get their season tickets, and we would like to do that for them, but we don't want them to put a lot of money into something that we can't really deliver. And so we're taking it a day at a time. It's safety first, and then create all the vibrancy on campus that we can, as long as we're keeping it safe. Knowing how our students have responded in the past, I've got high hopes for it. I think I expect that we'll have a really good year, but it's certainly going to take a lot of work to make that happen.
That is the president of Grand Canyon University, Brian Mueller. Brian, thank you for the time. Stay well. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and you stay well also.